Hello, everybody in the Nigerian area. Hello, all the Nigerians in diaspora, both in the Gambia, in the Senegal, in the Benin Republic, the Mali, Bamako, the Burkina Faso, the Benin Republic, the Ghana, the Togo, the Congo, the Republicans, the Benin Republicans, the Niger. All the West Africans, I greet you all. Yes, today at this point, being Saturday 25th of February, it's going to be the Nigerian general election for the presidency. And I want to use this opportunity to encourage everybody to be obedient. To be obedient in the sense that you have your PVC, you go there and vote for human being. Vote for human being. Don't vote for broom. Don't vote for umbrella. Those things cannot do you anything good. The umbrella cannot protect you, and the broom cannot give you any change. The change we voted for last 4 to 8 years brought us shame, no change. And the umbrellas we have been voting for the past years, which is PDP for power, brought oppression, no power. No power to the people, only oppression to the people. I don't know what if you really understand what it means for somebody to come out and say that he stands for labor, he stands for work, he stands for activities, he stands for creativity, he stands for manufacturing and production, he stands for farmland and technology, he stands for entertainment and for music. He stands for acting and for activeness. He stands to be a producer, to be a labor person in the market, in the industry, in the firm, in the entertainment industry, in the company, in the parastatal or anywhere of diverse endeavor. Yes. Let us put our hands together in support for Peter Obi, the first Nigerian president ever that has the name of a Christian. They have a name of a Christian, somebody who is like Peter, to be in Aso Rock. Jesus even said that, Peter, on top of this house I shall build my, on top of your rock I shall build my house. Yes, let us all group ourselves together to support the obediences that will be taking place today in Nigeria. Jesus, let me repeat myself again. Jesus said to Peter, on top of this rock I shall build my house. So therefore, inside that Aso Rock in Nigeria, inside that Aso Rock in Nigeria, we need Peter to be there. If he denied Jesus 3 times, let him deny Jesus again. Let us see. Or let him deny Nigeria again. Let us see. In fact, Peter Obi is the perfect candidate to handle Nigerian affair. He is young and vibrant. He's a youthful man. His wife is beautiful and vibrant and youthful too. You understand? Look at the man that when he wears suit fits his body. Understand? When he stand and talk, he speaks English like Barack Obama. He speaks English like a learned person, like a man like Nelson Mandela. He reads his lines off hand and off head without looking at the script or looking at the paper. You cannot compare somebody like Peter Obi with Tinubu. It doesn't work like that, my brother. Only the daft person that will not know the right choice to choose when his eyes are wide open. Look at now, they sent me some WhatsApp messages that I should subscribe, that Tinubu is paying 10,000 naira for what, Kwano? Want to buy my vote? You cannot do it. So my brothers and sisters in Nigeria, in West Africa, in Nigeria's in diaspora, if possible, let us all of us vote online. Let us all support the obedient Labour Party, so that Nigeria can be a better place. Happy election and white voting. I support obedience. Thank you.